This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks for joining us. The UN envoy for Yemen says the war-torn country is, quote, one step away from famine amid ongoing Saudi attacks on its southern Arab neighbor.
We are one step far from famine. We have over 21 million Yemeni today in need of humanitarian assistance. And if you compare that, I was humanitarian coordinator during my time. It was 7 million only 2 years ago. Now we are 21 million.
The UN official also expressed his regret over the deep division between Yemeni parties that prevented an agreement during peace talks in Geneva last week. However, he said despite the failure to reach any agreement, there is an emerging common ground between the parties. Sheikh Ahmed called for an immediate humanitarian pause, especially during the holy month of Ramadan, as a first step, towards a sustainable ceasefire. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Professor Lawrence Davison, who is a professor at Westchester University, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Pennsylvania. Professor, as always, thanks for joining us. We've spoken about this humanitarian situation before. Certainly the solution to it seems simple enough in the sense that the Saudis need to at least lift the blockade. Will the UN be able to pressure the Saudis in that respect?
I don't think so. I think that the talks that were sponsored by the UN showed pretty clearly that the Saudis were not seriously interested in negotiating with the Houthis. They demanded that the Houthis essentially surrender all the territory that they have control or influence in, and that's simply one of those demands that can't be met, and so you just make it so that when you continue your aggression, it seems like the other side has said no. So I don't know what common ground the UN mediator was referring to. I'm not aware of any common ground between the parties.
Right, and, Professor, these numbers are staggering, obviously, 21 million people, in a dire humanitarian situation. How long can the world really ignore this situation?
Well, it's forever. I mean, it's ignored Gaza for decades. I don't think the West, for instance, is going to intervene here. And I don't know who else is out there. The Russians and the Chinese aren't going to do much. I mean, I think we have to face the facts that the world or the international community has in fact abandoned most of the people involved in these struggles. Most refugees, for instance, coming across towards Europe have been abandoned. There's no hope for these people in consensus amongst the international community.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that. But as always, Professor, we do appreciate your insight. That's Professor Lawrence Davison, who is speaking to us live from Pennsylvania.